What kind things can we do for someone else on a more regular basis? Lieutenant Colonel Simone Robertson is the Territorial Salvos Caring Coordinator and shares about Salvos Others Week. So where did the Others idea come from?
Okay, well, oral history says to us that General William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, was wanting to send a message out to the troops around the world. And it was in a day and age where it was very expensive to do, and the modern medium at that point in time was telegram, and it cost a lot of money, and so he needed to be very succinct. And after praying about it, he just came up with this word, others, and that was the word that he sent around to the troops at Christmas time as a reminder that the why we do what we do is about others. Very much stems from the scriptures, looking at the love of Christ compels us to think beyond ourselves and to reach out to others in our community. We have Others Week on the 14th to the 21st of June, and the whole idea of Others Week is to think about and do something about those thoughts in a practical way, reaching out to others, either as an individual or as a group.
Give us an example of someone that from last year of how you reached out to someone or how someone else in the team reached out.
Sure. Okay. Well, for example, at Territorial Headquarters here, one of the department heads purchased, we have these Others badges for sale for $2, really pretty little metal badge in the shape of a leaf with the word Others on. And the department head purchased these badges for his team, of which they're not all Salvationists, and so that they could understand why we do what we do. And the department head has shared with me a couple of times how encouraging that was to be able to talk about why the Salvation Army reaches out to others. And using the word others for us is not a them and us. It is that we're all in life together, we're all part of it together.
Yeah.
But instead of just thinking of ourselves, like we wake up of a morning and it's like, what can I do for somebody else? It could start with praying for somebody else. It could be you're in a line lining up for coffee and you think, oh, I might buy the person behind me a cup of coffee.
Great idea.
Just doing something that you're consciously and intentionally thinking of someone else.
How would you ask others to be involved in that?
Well, we see there's absolutely anybody that can be involved in Others Week. It's not a program. It's not a specific activity that everybody has to do. It is an awareness week, and it's let's promote the exciting things that we are doing. And I think of the Salvation Army as an organisation, the many services that we provide and many ministry opportunities, from CORE and the various aspects in CORE to centres and your Red Shield Defence Services and your reaching out that we do as in the name of the Salvation Army. So whether we're young or old, it doesn't matter, somewhere in between, to have that awareness to be able to do something. So we're wanting to encourage people, what is it that I can do? And back to the postcard, on the back of our card, it asks a very personal question, I can do this by. So for Others Week, what is something that I as an individual can do to reach out to somebody else?
Yeah.
We can broaden that to what is it that my Bible study group can do? Is it make a meal? Is it to go and mow a lawn? Is it to clean somebody's house? Is it simply to take somebody out and just go and sit with them in the park and listen to them?
Yeah.
You know, and one of the ministries we've got through our mission team is Agents of Truth, which reaches out to our young children, and they've created these money boxes, which are just fantastic, and it's like money for now, money for the future, but they also have the three parts to it, and the third part is money for others. So right from a toddler age, we're encouraging our young ones to do something to reach out to others.
And you said you had a quote from...
Yes, yeah. The co-founder of the Salvation Army, Catherine Booth, she has this to say, you are not here in the world for yourself, you have been sent here for others. The world is waiting for you. And I think that's a very powerful quote from Catherine Booth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and something that we can take hold of and go, okay, what is it that I can do that is not about me, but that is about somebody else?
That's Lieutenant Colonel Simone Robertson, the Territorial Salvos Caring Coordinator. The Salvos Others Week is from the 14th to the 21st of June. For more details, just do an internet search of Salvos Others Week.